But is it more serious now? I mean, you're good enough, you know enough to be at least getting some first team reps heading into a preseason.
Well, I think
game.
It goes down to just getting comfortable in the offense. You know, you can't go out there and try to, you know, try to take reps with the ones if you really don't know what you're doing out there. So I just got to do my best to catch up in the playbook.
You going to play Saturday?
I'm not sure. Again, it comes with, you know, the comfort level as far as in the playbook.
How close are you playbook-wise?
Not close at all.
How much longer do you think it'll take to get to that
point? We'll see. You know, I'm a fairly smart guy, so whenever I sit down and really beat it in my head, I'll get it.
Brandon, obviously there were stories about, you know, Kennard coming into town and you asking for a contract again. Is that true? Did you ask for a trade again? What happened there?
Well, from day one, I never asked the Broncos for more money, and that's from the summertime. I think the biggest thing was just, you know, it was really disappointing hearing that, you know, some of my teammates on one of the best days of, you know, since for the past 3 years of my life, I mean, yeah, past 3 years, some of my teammates was coached to say that, you know, don't say that you're happy for Brandon. So that was the thing, you know, I felt like we needed to sit down with the guys upstairs and try to figure out what's really going on.
Are you satisfied with the answer they gave you?
You know, I have no choice but to take it. You know, like I said, I don't want to get too far into that, but, you know, it was just disappointing to hear that, you know, guys on the team was being coached to say that they weren't happy for Brandon, and just disappointing.
So did Kennard, I mean, Kennard was here, obviously. He never asked for a new contract or anything.
Well,
or,
I mean, I don't know what Kennard asked for or what the Broncos and Kennard was talking about. You know, so that's on Kennard.
When things keep adding up, Brandon, when just you have differences with the team or when little things like this add up, is there a danger that there could be irreconcilable differences, or do you worry about that?
I mean, unfortunately, I think sometimes it gets to that point. You know, there are trust issues on both sides, and, you know, it's understandable. But, you know, we got to try our best to move forward.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
Sorry.
Is it nearly? Can you do that? I mean, can you move forward? I mean, can you coexist with the Broncos at least this season or in the future?
I would, you know, I thought we were moving past that, and, you know, it was just Friday when, you know, players were coached to say that they weren't, you know, to say that they weren't happy for me. So it's tough. You know, I mean, that was just a couple of days ago.
You said you came out of a meeting a while back with an understanding that they would try to make a deal. Do you feel like they've done that on that?
Well, I mean, all I can do is just, you know, tell you guys what I know and speak for myself. And, you know, in that meeting with ownership, you know, it was told to me that, you know, they'll do their best to accommodate me with that wish. And, you know, I'm still here, and you know, I'm a Bronco, and, you know, all I can do now is just try my best to get in the best football shape and be that player that I was, you know, the past 3 years.
Wide receiver at the top of their list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, sure, I'm a Bronco. You know, I really don't know what's going on. I can't speak for anybody else's organization. You know, all I can do is show up Dove Valley every day and try to give my best.
New York sound good?
That's a big city.
Do you use a lot of this as motivation, though? I mean, if you come out, you play, you do well, then that'll actually help your case, help your cause for either staying here or moving somewhere else.
Well, I mean, I think when it comes down to that, I mean, I think I'm proven as a receiver. You know, I know I have to do a lot of work in the community, but like I said, for the past few years, I've been swearing to you guys and everyone else that, you know, I wasn't that guy that was portrayed on ESPN outside the lines. And I think I was, you know, the verdict Friday, you know, showed that. And
Brandon, have you talked to some of your teammates that were coached up about that and kind of ironed out things with them?
Well, that's how it got back to me from my teammates, and, you know, it was just disappointing.
Brandon, would you sign a contract extension here, or you just want out?
Well, I mean, like I said, that's up to Kennard, and
well, it's up to you. I mean, you're to be the one signing it. You know?
I mean,
if they offered it to you.
I think there's a lot of things that, you know, now I'm here. I mean, I really don't want to get too much into the contract trade, all that stuff, but, you know, I'm here.
I just didn't know if you wanted to be here in the future. I mean, you know, I mean, if it's so far gone that you just don't want to be here.
You know, I'm here now, and I love playing football. That's what makes me happy. You know, it's kind of hard to come out here and be disgruntled when you love what you do, and I love what I do.
Brent, not an issue of what the PR people told the Broncos. Can you see it where it was more of an issue? Well, don't pile on the woman, you know. I mean, it was a very controversial issue. It's not so much they're not happy for you, but don't kind of gloat over what may or may not have happened. And it was a woman's issue and a political thing they were doing.
Not sure.
Can you see that at all? Does that make any sense to you?
Not sure.
Brandon, are you still holding out hope of getting a contract before the season?
You know what? I think that's something that all players want. You know, I think, you know, we play for the love, but at the same time, you know, for all the fans out there and people who really don't know the business side of it, you know, this is what we do for a living. You know, we beat our bodies up every day, you know, every day, not, you know, just during the season, but every day. And, you know, it takes a lot, you know, to be able to prepare yourself for an NFL season. And, you know, there's expectations that come with that.
Has this last offseason taught you a lot about the business side?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you didn't know.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, the offseason is the offseason. You know, today is today.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Appreciate it.